If you want to go ahead and give your name and title, please.
My name is Kevin Dewey. I'm co-owner of Recycle Clark County.
I understand that you guys have a new project proposed for the West Leffel Lane area in Springfield. Can you talk a little bit about what that is and how far along you are in the process of developing it?
A waste transfer station and recycling center is it's kind of a hybrid operation. There are waste transfer stations in Montgomery County, but they're specifically for the transfer of mixed solid waste, where the trash trucks would dump onto the tipping floor, and then that trash would then be put into a larger trailer and sent out to a landfill. What we propose to do, and this is not something new, there are other operations like this throughout the state and the country. What we would like to do is to divert the recyclables that are in common household trash into a commodity, as opposed to sending them off and filling the landfills. The landfills are getting filled at an alarming rate, and once the landfills are full, they're going to have to create new landfills. So the alternative is to extend the life of the landfill by diverting the recyclables out of the waste stream, and that's what we intend to do at our waste transfer and recycling center.
And I understand that there might be some resistance there to the south side, that they think that this is going to be like 30, 40 years ago when a dump would come to an area and you would just more or less a landfill. That is not the case here, is it?
No, sir. The fears, it's basically the fear of the unknown. If it was going in my backyard, I would want to know everything about it, as they do. So I don't fault them for their concern or even some mild opposition. What we have tried to do is reach out to the opposition leaders and, you know, further explain that this is a federally regulated operation, will be under the oversight of not only the county and the city, but the federal government. And because of the mishaps in the past, this is a very strongly regulated industry, and what the extent of the regulation is, that all of this has to be done within the confines of the four walls of the building on a designated tipping floor. The trash would come in from the trash trucks, be dumped. We would scoop it up and put it into the processing equipment. The processing equipment would then extract the recyclable commodities with the help of some pickers. We would have probably 4 to 8 people assisting with this process. And at the end of the line is what we would refer to as pure garbage. And that garbage then would be compacted and shipped out to the landfill, minus the recyclables. And all that has to be done in a very systematic, organized manner, to where when we close the shop for the night, all that trash has to be gone. Trash cannot remain overnight inside the facility. You know, solid waste is brought onto the property and dropped on the floor causes concern with some individuals that, you know, are not familiar with how these operate. Now, there are some other facilities, one in Troy, that is very nice, and we're using that as a model.
It sounds like it would be part of any city's recycling plan. Is it part of Springfield's and Clark County? Are you guys trying to sort of incorporate it like that in the recycling plan?
We are, as we're looking to team with the Clark County Waste Management District, you know, and to help them. Most waste management districts are, you know, funded to just enough of a level to operate. And what we'd like to do is, you know, make it easier for them, but also be helping us as well by helping them manage their recyclables, and we would take them and compact them and sell them, as opposed to them paying to get rid of them. It's just, there's a number of win-wins out there in this type of scenario. On the East and West Coast, this is a really big thing. There are areas in Vermont where this has to be done because these smaller areas have smaller landfills, and to extend the life of the landfill, the governments do not want to see, you know, needless space being taken up by recyclable commodities. Perfect world, everyone would do this single-point recycling in their home, but we know that doesn't happen, and, you know, there are time constraints. People have, you know, higher priorities. So this is just going to help out all the way around.
Right now, how long will you have to go before this comes to fruition?
Well, actually, the only local board we have to do is the Zoning Appeals Board. to get our conditional use granted, and then we will apply for an EPA site approval.
So this could be open and up and running by the end of this year.
Well, that's a pretty optimistic outlook, and I'd love to see that, but realistically, say spring of 2015. But if there's any way we can get up and running before the end of the year, that would be wonderful.
And if the site doesn't work out in Clark County for whatever reason, are there other sites that you are considering this project for?
There are a couple other areas, but this one just makes perfect sense being close to Route 68 and 70. And also with Greene County, Fairborn, you know, Champaign County, we could be a central hub for recycling.
Certainly do appreciate your time and breaking down all the details for this project. And it sounds like you guys are pretty close.
Well, no, if we were granted conditional use permit by, I think, mid-February, then to February. And then we'll be able to proceed. We'll have a better idea of what direction we're going.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much. That was a very, very good detailed breakdown about what's going on. And we'll just follow the project along and see what happens.
All right. Thank you.